Hi there. Welcome to this week's episode of the podcast with me, Russell Davis. I came to a point in my life I really wanted to be creating more. I felt I was playing small, holding myself back, fear holding me back. I wanted to embrace a sense of possibility. But that was it. The fear stopped me doing that. The fear of the unknown. The fear of the possibility itself. In this episode, we're going to unlock how you can let go of that fear. To embrace a sense of possibility in your life that brings freedom and flow to create more of what you want in your life. Let's dive in and do that. In my life, I wanted to create a greater sense of possibility. But I was living from a place of fear too much, I guess, playing small, and not allowing myself to really create what I want in my life, or even think what might be possible. Expanding my vision, as it were. And then when we have fear, the adrenaline just focus on escaping the danger, and it actually narrows our field of vision just to focus on the escape route. And that's what fear does with our thinking. It narrows our sense of possibility. We go into survival mode. We shut down all unnecessary kind of processing and just focus on escaping the immediate danger. It's not about, you can't create from a place of fear. Creation comes from a place of possibility. And one of the things that stops us, I guess, exploring possibility is the fear, and often the fear of the unknown, because one of the things about possibility is in its nature, it's unknown. It's just unknown. And so many of my clients have a fear of the unknown. And that comes back to that carnal biological protection mechanism that likes to be in control and feel safe. And it's that survival mechanism, the fight or flight syndrome. We used to do respite foster care, and you know, often foster kids rather stay in a very difficult home situation than go to a safe, unknown situation. We have this, part of us that likes the familiarity. Familiarity brings safety in some way, because it gets down to control. You can feel more control with the familiar. With the unfamiliar and the unknown, it's like, how do you control that? You don't know what's going to be around the corner. I guess that's what turns life into an adventure instead of a journey. One aspect of an adventure is that you know there's going to be unknowns, there's going to be risks, there's going to be things that may go wrong, and that makes it an adventure. That makes it an adventure. And it's trusting our ability to deal with those things. It's trusting we're working out as and when it happens. You can't second guess, you can't predict it. I guess that's what it's all about. It's about feeling safe. Instead of fear, we want to feel relaxed, we want to feel safe. And we think we feel safe when we're able to control our external environment. We think safety comes from control. I'd say true safety comes from an innate sense of knowing you'll be okay whatever happens. True safety comes from knowing you have the capability, the resources to deal with whatever life throws at you. You don't have to second guess, you'll deal with it. If and when it happens, you'll know what to do at the time. You can't second guess beforehand. Knowing you just work it out as you go along allows us to more step into the unknown. And knowing we have everything we need, and that allows us to have maybe a sense of excitement and possibility about the unknown rather than fear. I think it's an illusion of control when we try to control the outside, because we can't actually control the outside. We can't control external circumstances. We can't control what people think. It's just impossible. As hard as we try, and we really do try, we strive to control those things. And so often it's an illusion of control. And it's fragile. It's fragile. It takes that fear of constantly being on high alert to feel in control. It's where I don't think it's true control and true safety. We don't really feel safe. We're constantly feeling on edge to a degree. think true safety, a safety you can relax into, comes from knowing you have the resources you need to deal with whatever life throws at you as and when it happens. It doesn't mean life's always a party. You know, things happen that are challenging or stressful or traumatic. But it's knowing that we can deal with it if and when it happens. And those things are never as bad as we imagine. We're not scared of what we think we're scared of. We're scared of what we think. We're scared of the idea of it. And the idea of it is always worse than it. Because when we imagine it, we don't have the resources to deal with it. Because our resources show up in reality. We're designed for reality. We're designed for this moment. So I think true safety comes from trusting ourselves, trusting our ability, maybe trusting our heart, our soul, and the energy of life that's got our back, that we'll just work it out, we'll be okay. And for me, that's safety from the inside out. That's safety from the inside out. And unconsciously, the outside in part of us puts our safety on the outside world. As a kid, I felt safe when my mum wasn't shouting at me, when she was being nice and kind. So what I learned was, oh, okay, I feel safe if I can control how she feels. If I don't do things that upset her, then I'm going to feel safe. That's the illusion of the outside in world. As a lot of little kids have teddy bears, I think, creates a feeling of safety and security, and they get very upset when they lose this particular teddy bear that makes them feel safe. But of course, as an adult, we know the teddy bear is an inanimate object. It doesn't make them feel safe. At the end of the day, it's their thinking that creates a feeling of safety or not. It's how they're thinking. It's the absence of fearful thinking that means we feel safe. It's the absence of fearful thinking that means we feel safe. It's letting go of the contaminated thinking that thinks our okayness, our safety, is in some way dependent on external stuff. And that's the illusion. It looks that way, it feels that way, but it's just not true. It's just not true. If we think it's that, the bank balance, the status, the success, the relationship, we're always at fear of losing it, or it's the next thing, the next thing, and the next thing. It's looking in the wrong place for safety. When it's actually in us, we're born with it. Look at toddlers, they just feel safe most of the time. And they crawl around this world that's completely new to them, so much unknown in their world. Everything's completely new and unknown. But from a toddler's perspective, they approach it from a place of wonder, not fear. It's a place of curiosity and wonder. And I think because they know they're okay. We're more connected to our innate self. How we come into the world is more connected to that true self. We have less contaminated thinking that masks our heart, our soul, our connection to our innate well-being. That's actually our default setting. When our mind settles down and quietens, we stop trying to control it. We forget to remember to think about stuff. We drop into a place of ease and peace and flow. That's actually our default setting. But our thinking says, you can't trust that, and then it kicks in again. Or our thinking says, it can't be as easy as that. But that's our innate self. That's how we came into the world as a baby, as a toddler. Most of the time, they're okay. They know they're okay psychologically. They don't question their worthiness, their lovability, their okayness. They're not looking for external validation. They just know they're okay. Not 100% of the time. They can get triggered. We're human. They can get triggered and think it's the end of the world. They can't have a sweet in that moment, but it's soon forgotten. Soon forgotten. They go back to being okay again without any intervention. It's a self-correcting system. It's a self-correcting system. Our true self is this place of being, of curiosity, of wonder, of knowing we're okay. Our security is within us. Our sense of self is with us. And that allows us to embrace the unknown. See the possibility in the unknown. Maybe in a sense of excitement of what's possible in that unknown. To approach the world with a more place of curiosity rather than fear and protection. Wouldn't that be an amazing place to be? If you can be more in that space of curiosity, possibility, knowing whatever happens, you'll be okay. It's not dependent on any external circumstance. Doesn't mean we don't have preferences and choices and desires. We do. But it means we can hold them more lightly. In one hand, knowing we're okay whatever happens. On the other hand, holding that desire more lightly. And it's a creative energy between the two that moves us forward. Into an unknown. With a sense of possibility. Possibility of the things that we can create in this world. Possibility of seeing opportunities. And the more I let go of my contaminated thinking, my fear, the more I feel connected to my heart, my soul, I don't believe in coincidences. I believe we're all connected in some way, or our soul is formless. We're never going to truly understand all that stuff, but I believe there's an energy of life we're all part of. All part of how come sometimes we imagine. In fact, it happened recently, a client I hadn't spoken to for some time, a couple of years in fact, just came to mind. I was just thinking, I wonder how he's doing. And literally about 30 seconds later, he called. How does that happen? I don't believe in coincidence anymore. There's magic in that sense of possibility. Whatever happens, you're going to be okay, and you have all the resources you need, whatever life throws at you. You can trust your capability and your resources. That's a true sense of security. I wonder what could become possible for you if you were to know you're going to be okay, whatever happens. What could become possible if you could know whatever happens, you'll be okay? Loving you.